With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says stores should not have the trouble with stocking merchandise this year they've had with the supply chain in past years.
We've seen that improve significantly, and inventory levels are pretty good, at a pretty good place, and that's going to provide a lot of goods out there for individuals to purchase.
The supply of retail employees, though, could be a problem.
The problem is the retailers are having issues finding and hiring those qualified workers, so you may find the product, but you may have to stand in line a little bit longer to check it out.
Goss says the global economy is slowing down with China in a recession, and that could impact some holiday buying.
And what that means is the U.S. dollar is up significantly, and that means for the U.S. consumer, that dollar is going to go a longer way in purchasing imported goods. So you'll find more bargains on imported goods this year than you did last year.
Goss says you can help your area merchants by shopping at their stores.
If your local merchant is price competitive, service competitive, it helps us all to buy locally. That helps, has a significant impact on the local economy, whereas buying from merchants such as Amazon has a less of an impact on the local economy.
Goss says holiday sales are likely to be up this year, but he says most of that is inflation and retailers are not going to make as much more once inflation is taken out. Monday, the Hampton-Dumont School Board will hold a work session. We'll meet with Emergent Architecture and Larson Construction to discuss the district's future facility master plans. The Hampton-Dumont School Board work session, Monday, 5:45 p.m. at the middle school boardroom in Hampton. Iowa's most popular hunting seasons begin next weekend, as more than 100,000 blaze orange-clad hunters will be walking, posting, sitting, and standing in Iowa's timber and field edges hoping to tag an Iowa deer. The first deer gun season is December 2nd through the 6th. The second deer gun season is December 9th through the 17th. Officials with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources say that Iowa's deer population is stable to slightly increasing across much of the state. Last year, hunters reported harvesting 109,600 deer, and the DNR predicts a similar harvest this year. So far in 2023, more than 25,000 deer have been harvested. The Iowa Falls City Council this week held a public hearing on the proposed project application for an Iowa Economic Development Authority, CDBG Housing, upper story conversion project for the Prince's Grill and Pizzeria, and that's at 607 Washington Avenue. Marty Wymore with Region 6 Resource Partners told the council this location has space in its upper story to be converted into housing units. More housing units are needed in the community in this space, and a downtown building is underutilized. The project will add two-bedroom housing units, both of which will have rents that are affordable for low and moderate income households. The total budget for the housing conversion project and block grant administration, $755,000. The Iowa Falls City Council approved the application for the Iowa Economic Development Authority Community Development Block Grant Program for the upper story housing conversion project. This week, the Clarksville City Council tabled action on employee health insurance coverage for 2024. The Clarksville Council tabled action on the city's ordinance concerning residents living in the lower portion of a commercial property to the January council meeting. The Clarksville City Council also approved a donation of $1,600 to the Clarksville Food Pantry for holiday meals. Parkersburg's first annual Jolly Jamboree will be held Saturday, December 2nd, across the community from 9:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Samantha Cummings, a member of the Jolly Jamboree Committee, tells Radio On The Go News about some of the events taking place on December 2nd.
Start out by building a gingerbread dog at the library. You do have to sign up for that with a time slot. We have centerpiece making at Leah's. We have bingo hosted by Greenbelt Bank and Trust at the Civic Center. We have actually trolley bus rides that will be taking you around to several spots in town. So if you know that you're going to be hitting several of the events, you can get dropped off and picked up at the designated spot.
Lineup for the lighted Christmas parade begins at 4 p.m. at the United Methodist Church located at 502 Florence Street in Parkersburg.
Marcy Sharp over at Midwest One was really excited about heading this one because she's seen it in different communities. So hoping to get at least 10 this year. It should be pretty neat because you can decorate it however you want, and just as long as it's all lit up and passes through several parking lots so you can enjoy from your car.
For more information on the first annual Jolly Jamboree in Parkersburg on December 2nd, check out the Parkersburg, Iowa Chamber of Commerce page on Facebook. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.